Scope is filmed before a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that buys its jokes wholesale. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
TV takes its midterm exam, a childhood favorite on DVD is reviewed, and Adam learns the art of cooking with government cheese.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam... and Shane!
Hello, Scope faithful. This is episode 21 of your favorite podcast, The Scope. It's been a rough week for your Scope creators. And by your creators, I mean Adam. But
yeah, what happened to you?
As we all know, when something bad happens to one of the Scope guys, something bad happens to all of the Scope guys.
I thought you were going
to
say we all jump on.
We got to stop eating at the same places.
Yeah. As Tony so eloquently introduced us, I am Shane. Adam is sitting to my left, and Jared is sitting to my right. I would say about 1 o'clock on the. If you were doing it from like a clock position, Adam would be about 9:30 or so. I mentioned that we had a bad week. And it started on Tuesday. I actually was going to use this time to spend...
My Monday was bad, too. Garfield. No, not really.
Okay. Mondays are always bad, but Tuesday was especially bad. You know, I had these plans that we were going to talk all about our New Year's Eve episode and the hijinks that we had and the drinking that we had and the crazy show that we recorded, which was pretty crazy
right. I got a lot of compliments.
It was the show where I progressively got drunker through the 35 minutes that we recorded. And I don't even know how I got drunker because I don't think I had booze in front of me.
It was just starting to take hold.
All I know is you annoyed the hell out of me.
Well, then I guess I better be drinking a lot during the show and every show.
It's still fun. Don't get me wrong.
Why was I annoying you? I have to ask that before we get into the
If you
the
go
series.
Back and listen, you're just, I don't know.
All the evidence is on tape.
You're just being very radio-y and I don't know. You're like,
think you're, do you, you were you drinking?
No.
Okay, so maybe you should have been drinking.
Right. Well... Yeah.
That would explain the contrast.
People loved what I did, and I don't care what you say.
Well, they were all drunk, too.
I was talking to Carrie before we started the show, and I mentioned how, you know, Jared had this really, you know, important New Year's resolution that he made.
Not really, but...
Well, it's a fairly,
I wasn't being glib about it.
Yeah, it was fairly straightforward, and then what do people do? They laugh at you.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally burst out into laughter like you were telling some sort of joke. And then I had plans... All week I was thinking about, you know, I was going to make this really sort of important thing because you don't get a lot of opportunity to say nice things to your friends when they're gathered and
right.
You know, it was a moment thing for me, and I'm getting into this and people are talking and they're laughing at me.
Shane knows that there's no way they're going to be quiet for this special moment.
And I think that I've created such a life for myself that people never believe it when I'm being honest and from the heart.
That is a problem.
Just to Trump you, I should have proposed to Mandy something.
That would have been great.
Oh, right off the top.
Since she never listens to the show, that's an idea.
That's what we call a check raise.
We'll put that one on show 42, okay. You know, 1 year from now.
All right.
Anyway.
Good number, good
You
choice.
Didn't say which episode this
I did.
Was.
I said
21.
21,
Blackjack.
I said it.
All right.
Well, I alluded to the bad week, and it started on Tuesday when, you know, everyone knows that Adam and I work together, and I get into work just about before anybody there. I'm there very early, and I turn on my computer, and I always check my email, and what do I see being the number one email on my machine?
Viagra?
Viagra, yes. Enlarge your privates.
That will be the thing I miss most about work. No, I just killed your story, by the way.
Yeah, that's all right.
The great spam filter that we had there,
because yeah.
Nothing got through.
Absolutely nothing at all. But I get there, and I check this email out, and it pretty much says that our part of the company, or our company was acquired by another, and they did a big
We acquired another company.
Yeah, I'm talking about the big fish engulfing the little fish.
Okay. Yeah.
And they did an analysis of, you know, how the company is run and the employees there, and yeah, I guess we also acquired another company after that. And they were going to merge all this stuff together. And of course,
it's we're on the McLaughlin Group or something. What's going on?
A lot of companies acquiring companies, pretty much. And so they had to do the analysis. And of course, when there's analysis, there's always overlap in jobs and there's redundancy. That's a nice word for it. And this had been, the rumors had been going around for months, actually.
September 21st was what we had originally thought would be when we would find out.
Yes. And it kind of picked up and then died off and then it disappeared.
Yep.
So we figured maybe like February. I kind of thought that it might be another month.
Yeah. Like I definitely, like going into the new year, I was like, we're still going to find out. It's still going to happen. I mean, especially my manager had been dealing with the meetings just about this specific thing for, you know, 2 months now.
So yeah.
It's kind of killed our group.
So, guess what? Last Tuesday was the day, and it was an email saying that there will be people let go. It'll happen before the end of the day, and you know, pretty much hang on to your seats, folks, because it's going to be a hell of a ride. So
fun.
So and when I read it, I was like, cool, because I kind of like workplace drama. I mean, it's a shitty thing to say, but I do.
Were you eyeing a new desk or the corner office?
No, because I had a really nice desk.
You had a great spot.
There's no drama now. It's all spoiled.
So let me ask you, Adam, when you get in and you see the email, and you got in fairly early, didn't you, that day, or were you late? I don't remember.
It varies. My usual, 8:30, 9.
You see this email, and do you think,
well, first,
I'm in trouble, so, or do you think,
well, Angie tells me first. Like, she's like, have you checked? So one of my coworkers that sits directly across from me, she's like, did you check your email from home last night? And I'm like, no, what?
Oh, sure, because the email went out last night.
Yeah,
because
it had gone out at 7 o'clock p.m. Monday night. And I'm like, of course not.
I was drunk.
Right.
Talking about, I don't check my email.
Right. Was it after work time any day? Yes, then I was wasted.
Yeah, gone.
It was in a pile of my own sick.
Wow.
So I'm like, no, she's like, you should probably read it. So I look, she's like really ominous about it. Like,
yeah.
Like it's got my name on it or something.
This means you, Adam.
So like, I see it and I'm like, oh, internal communications. And like, I read the first line and I'm like,
And it's
whatever.
All in bold, isn't it? I mean, it's all caps, internal communication.
Yeah.
You know, don't let anyone see.
Yeah. So
confidential.
Eyes only.
I'm like, you know, I don't even bother reading the whole thing. I don't know why. I just like, whatever. So I go through, I clean up, I go through the rest of my email, and then I finally get to it, and I kind of skim it, and like, I don't even read the whole thing. I'm like, Angie, does it say like something? I'm like, summarize it for me, and which is weird for me.
I can't read, you know that. Come on.
I mean, usually like,
I'm
this,
too lazy.
This kind of stuff.
I've exceeded
like
my 15 seconds of reading attention.
Right.
I'm on to the next list.
There's
like,
no booby pictures attached. To
I'm
this
like,
thing.
I need it either read to me or like in some sort of anime style animation. You know,
if I blur my vision, do I see a sailboat? I mean, what's going on?
Right. It's a schooner. So, you know, she's like, yeah, well, you know, it's going to happen today and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, that's surprising. And then she tells me like the names of five people that from our New York office, since they're an hour ahead, already knew or had already been told that
it's like,
today
you know,
would
the
be
future.
Their last name.
Yeah.
And two of them were from my group.
Oh.
So like, I'm like, oh, it's really happening today. So I go up front to, you know, talk to Molly, who I talk to every day. And she's freaking out. And I look over in the HR office and I see someone in there already. And I'm like, oh, guess it's happening
here.
Yeah,
I started early.
Right. So, I mean, my original thinking was, well, I'm the newest member of my group.
Lowest guy in the totem pole.
Right. So there's a good chance I'm gone, but I'm also the lowest paid in my group. So
that.
I'm like, because the person that was already in the HR office was the highest paid member of a different, of the sales group.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, if that's where they're going with it, maybe I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did at my company a couple years ago when they did some reductions. It was pretty much right off the top, the biggest salaries they could find. Chop, chop, chop.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, in keep in mind, I mean, this has been something that when we first started hearing about it, I was kind of like, I really wouldn't mind if it were me.
Yeah. It never was, I'm scared to lose my job.
Right.
If it happens, it happens.
Right. We haven't talked about it on the show, but I haven't been happy with the new position that I've been in.
It's been a hard transition.
Right.
So which page of the Kama Sutra is that position found?
Right. So
not from any book I want to say.
The Hanging Monkey.
Sounds exotic.
It actually sounds racist, so I'm sorry for saying that now. I didn't mean it in a bad way. So I'm like, you know, I tell Molly, like, you know, she's freaking out.
She's nervous.
I'm like, I should go back to my desk. I should go back in case I get fired, you know, like just kidding around.
I want them to be able to know where I am when they come to bring the bad news.
So I go back to my desk. I like say two words to Angie and then all of a sudden, one of our directors comes behind me. He's like, Adam, can I see you for a few minutes?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
exactly. I came by. I know it's funny. I'll kind of hijack your story. Where I'm sitting in the office, I can literally see everything that's happening. I see all the way down the hall to the pretty much to the HR office. I can see everything. And everyone that was getting let go practically or getting the talk mm-hmm. was along this corridor. So I can just see that the director walking up and down, and you're like, geez, you don't want him to be stopping at your desk. Yeah. And, you know, I was maybe talking to somebody, and I just see you sit down, and I see him right behind you, and I'm like, and that's not good. I think this might be happening.
And I'm getting the play-by-play on the IM. Like, uh-oh, what's going on?
And it's kind of funny, too, because it's like, you know, like, I mean, I'll fully admit I'm not, like, the best, hardest-working employee. So it's like, as he comes over to my desk, like, I've got IRC up. Like, yeah. I'm talking to my friends.
He's playing.
Right.
He's got World of Warcraft going.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got porn going.
Playing internet poker.
Right.
Yeah. It's just chaos. So that, and he's running a still as well. It's very strange.
So I'm like, oh, let me hide this. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's like,
don't bother hiding
right.
it. So at that point, did you know I'm done?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's just the writing's on the wall.
I thought maybe they'll be like, do you want to, you know, here are a list of other positions.
Yeah.
But I didn't think they
did. There's no other positions.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you get in there.
So I get in there and I have this issue where when I'm nervous and feeling really awkward, like not like just nervous, but like to the nth degree, I kind of can't not smile or laugh. Like it's just a nervous reaction that I have. So I like the entire time they're talking to me. So it's the HR person and this director that came to get me.
Yeah.
You know, they're like incredibly solemn and sad and just, you know, they're not happy that they have to do this. You know, it's like, I've known them the entire time I've worked there.
Yeah.
The director is the one, he's one of the ones that originally interviewed me when I first got hired. So, you know, and I'm a fun guy in the office and stuff.
Yeah.
So
you know, they didn't chat with friends.
Right. They didn't want to let me go. Well, I assume. Maybe it's because I just own IRC and have a still going at my desk. Now I think about it.
I was really hoping when he came and got you, you could have reacted like they do when someone's going to be executed.
No!
They're dragging you down and your feet are just, you know, pulling all the way down, just having a conniption fit. That would have been great.
If I did a Peanuts / George Michael, you know, where the sad music plays and I just look straight down as I walk.
Or like the sad music from The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
David Banner's walking down the street.
Yeah. So like I'm just like the entire time I'm like I'm not happy, you know. There's a sense of relief because I wasn't happy there, but you don't like being fired, you don't have a job anymore.
You kind of get this like off, this whatever. Rush of adrenaline, don't you? Like everything's kind of surrealish.
Like,
yeah,
in fight
a way.
Everyone.
It's a little blurry. It's very
slow,
blurry. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm, you know, like they're talking to me, and like I don't even remember the entire thing, but I'm like, all right, and I'm more concentrating on not laughing than I am on what they're saying. But then they you know tell me, you know, the benefits.
The benefits of you leaving.
And I mean they gave me a decent package, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean I'll be okay for a few weeks. So
yeah, I knew there was trouble when you walked out of the office, and I'm thinking to myself, well, if he walks out with a folder, that's the end of the line. And there was the folder there.
And then, like, they hired this company to help you, as the guy said, get you from here to there. And he had a mustache.
Was he a security guard trying to get you out the door?
So he wasn't even part of our company.
No.
You're going to be bleeping that out, Jared. Sorry. Make a note.
we hired. Can't you just edit, you know? Anyway.
We got it. We're ready to go. Don't worry.
We
everything around it, Stan.
Do we have to go on a delay?
And
yeah, we're going to dump out.
Wait for edit.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, we hired this other company to help with the transition, I guess. But the guy had a mustache, and it wasn't like a cool me mustache. It was like a creepy, like, it's been growing for 4 days, and he really wants to work this mustache kind of mustache.
No.
Especially like when he's like a helper guy.
He's a mustache,
you know, he's like, we'll help you, you know, get over this bump in the road. And I swear
to God,
like
he's recruiting manholes.
He was always adjusting papers.
He had a piece of paper that he did like this with.
Oh, like pushing it together and make
it together.
A fold. Like he's trying to make one of those Mad Magazine things.
Well, right,
exactly.
So it's like, we'll help you get over this bump in the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's just...
He's making a bump in the road. Did you want to punch him in the face?
Right. And I was like,
I'll tell you, dude, that's not very big.
I'll help you get over this bump in your nose.
I was like, you're the carrot top of the career transition world. Excellent.
He's a prop executioner.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let me ask you a question, Adam. Would you say that you had a bad day?
Not if it means you're going to play that song.
Jared. Because you had a bad day. You're taking one down. Quit a little montage, Adam. Just for you.
This is me spilling my V8 as he comes over to tell me I'm fired.
This is Adam working 2 hours a day.
Right. This is me talking to Molly for 4 hours. And then Shane for three.
Yeah, this is Adam playing DS during lunch.
Right.
And lunch break and the time between them.
This is me during the spring where Molly and I spend 4 hours every Monday going over, getting up a kickball roster.
There you go. Very nice.
We do the lineup. It's very important work.
Nice.
So
I have no idea why they let me go.
What about future plans now? What are you going to do? I mean, you've only had a few days. Have you really digested what you want to do?
No, I promised myself I would take the week off.
Yeah.
They offered reimbursement and taking classes in the next mm-hmm. 6 months. So
might do that.
I might
like
do
a pottery
that.
Class or maybe some ballroom dancing.
I don't know if they're specific about it having to be college, so I should look into that. I bet it's not. They could probably let you. They probably
take
well, no,
some
no.
elementary class.
No, they would probably let you take like computer.
I'd like to brush up on my fractions.
Right. I don't remember FOIL very well, so I might want to go over that first, outside, inside, last.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you do remember. So you're not.
That's impressive.
Class,
I know.
What about the quadratic equation? Go.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. That's not that. That's something else, right?
No, that's
Pythagorean
yeah.
theorem.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Hypotenuse, all that good stuff.
But, I mean, are you thinking
hey,
staying?
Hey, math nerds, wasn't that fun?
Yeah. You're thinking about staying in the same job or just something altogether, follow your dreams,
I just,
that kind of thing.
It's like I was thinking about it. I've been working every day since I was 16 now.
Yeah.
So it's 10 years. I just like... It's just, it's
time
not
to be done with it.
No, no. It's just not rewarding doing. It's like, I mean, really, our job, I'm helping rich white people stay rich and white. Well, I guess yeah. you can't not be white, but I'm helping them stay rich.
Stay out of the sun, use sunblock. We can't have you have any color.
His next job will be helping black people stay black and poor,
right.
I guess.
Right. Keeping it real.
Wow. Sending hurricanes into the southern coast of the United States.
I was thinking, like, on Sunday, you know, did I tell you one of my Christmas presents was. Mandy got me a like backstage tour of the zoo, so
yep.
I was like, I'm gonna hit them up for a job when I'm
yeah, why not?
when I'm there. I don't know, it's just you know, I'll figure out something that I hope's more rewarding. I mean, worst comes worst, it's like I could get a customer service job that pays similar.
Yeah,
not like they're hard to find. So
we'll see what happens. So, and one quick question: what did your girl think of all this? I mean, I'm sure she was very supportive. But
yeah, she got me. She got me some treats. It happened on Tuesday, which is poker night, you know,
yeah.
and she had already promised to come to poker that night, so she did, and then she got me a little bag of treats to make me feel better, which included this, like, really, really tiny cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
oh, delicious.
It's, like, this big, and it was seriously one of the best cheesecakes I've ever had in my life.
50-cent piece size?
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. I'm painting a picture for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess saying this on yeah. the radio isn't really descriptive, is it?
Well, Adam, I got to tell you something. Still working for that company,
yeah.
I found out that they actually record, you know, the actual process of you being fired.
Uh-huh.
And
really?
Was, yeah, and I actually talked to our HR person and got the the audio. I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jared.
You just don't seem to be able to get along with anybody. You may be a good leader, but a really great leader is somebody that can also follow, at least to a certain extent. And you just don't make it with this team, and you destroy the chemistry of the team.
Oh, it's terrible.
And Adam.
Jeez.
You're fired.
Ah.
Remember that music?
Go. Thank you.
It was so weird when they pulled out the boombox, and they're like, just hold on, we gotta make it more dramatic.
We're gonna
that would have been tense. Awesome. That would have been awesome.
There, you know, like, in hindsight, there were like a lot of cool things I wish I had done, but
yeah.
it was like, I don't... Because I assumed that they were going to give me some sort of severance. So I was like, if I do something really funny now and they don't think it's funny, mm-hmm. does that mean I don't get my severance package? And then, like, the rest of the day, because it took me, like they told me at 9:30, 10, and I didn't wind up leaving till...
Yeah, you were hanging out. Usually, you know, they get real assy about
yeah,
it, and they'll escort you.
They're like, take
the like, Adam, you're the fun guy.
Right.
You can do whatever you want to do. Stick around for a couple days if you want.
Well,
it's okay.
And the two people that like, one before me and the
yeah.
one right afterwards, they were
yeah,
out of there
I didn't
right
even,
away.
I didn't even see them
they
go.
They didn't send an email
there was
out.
No. And usually, that's what you do.
Probably
you
trap door, right?
You send your email.
Right. Right.
I mean, I think
you say, I'm gone, talk to this person.
A black,
yeah.
a black bag was put over the heads
yeah,
and they were let out.
Pushed out the window.
Did they actually have heads still? Can we verify that?
That was, it was, those two, it was kind of interesting because that, if when the whole talk of cutbacks came up, I mean, those two were pretty
I don't
much,
know about her, but definitely.
I think they both were,
okay.
actually.
The
yeah.
first one, I mean, yeah. like, I've been saying that since the get-go.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't really seem to care, and I was like, okay, cool, now I have 2 hours to, because I knew I'd go out to lunch, and
yeah.
I went out to lunch with Molly, and we took like, I don't know, an hour and a half. Like I had to get back to work on time.
Yeah.
But I was
could've
like,
done
sweet,
some
I got,
shopping,
like,
gone to the spa.
I was like, I got 2 hours to send a, type out a funny email. So I don't know. I got something going.
You did a nice
and
job.
I had 2.5 boxes worth of. Yeah. I don't need to remember. To
yeah,
get
they're still in
you.
My car, as a matter of fact. And a sledgehammer. We had a sledgehammer at work.
Wow.
Well, I had the sledgehammer for my Gallagher costume, but it's been there for 2 years now. So I thought it was really funny.
I think
funny.
They just wanted to get rid of the sledgehammer. They didn't care about yeah. you.
I thought it was funny.
He's obviously not taking it home, so our only choice is to can him.
I was like, how do I get out of here without thinking that without them thinking I'm going crazy while carrying a sledgehammer? Yeah. So
I bet
like,
if you went crazy, you'd have music like this. Because you
had a bad day. As I smashed the monitor.
Yeah, this is Adam smashing the computer. Breaking windows with a sledgehammer.
I'm throwing my doll out said window now.
Just in time for American Idol next week, by
Excellent.
The way, Adam.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, the two best things about this happening, one, World of Warcraft expansion comes out on Tuesday. Two, I can watch all American Idol stuff now. If only Big Brother were starting too, I could watch all the live feeds.
It's
and you know what, Adam?
It's almost like fate has dealt you the ultimate hand.
I'll tell you this right now, Adam. If you want to come over to our house and watch the singing episodes where they actually have the real stuff, you have an open invite because we do it every week, so...
Oh, I was only planning on watching the Minneapolis episode.
Oh, okay. Well, once you watch, you'll be... yes, you have it.
Yes! Awesome. Can't wait.
Well, Adam, I'm sorry about all this.
It's all right.
You know, as I said to you, and I'll say it for all six of our listeners, that The Office really will not be as much fun without you there. It's definitely not as much fun already, and I know we're kind of going through a transition, but it's definitely going to be boring, and I'm very sad, and not as sad and as upset as you are, but it's... It's definitely a bummer.
What's
I'm very sorry
is,
about the whole
is
thing.
Is that I was like a lot of different things, a lot of different people. Like Angie was like, who's going to send me pictures of cute cats and dogs now?
Yeah.
You were like, who's going to be my pop culture equal?
Yeah.
And
Molly, no one, because I never was one.
Right. And Molly was like, who's going to be my work boyfriend?
There
so,
we go.
Yeah. That's
well,
sad.
Know, Jared and I were going to talk about our layoff experience because we worked for the same company. You got shit canned the same day too, but
really
I got shit canned twice.
Yeah, the company got it. We'll come back to that because this has been a long segment. We've got to go to a break and then come back.
Just teasing it.
Yeah, we'll do that another time. It's just one of our many loads and loads of stories that
one of our shared experiences.
Yeah, our interesting life.
Like today we all stopped working and watched the Macworld Expo keynote address where they unveiled the iMac.
Yeah, that was the first
our boss
iMac.
Our boss included.
We did that too at work. Yeah. Because I worked in the Mac tech support group, so we were like, oh.
Look at here. We're bonding already. Yeah. Only took 21 shows. So I suppose you guys are wondering what's coming up for the rest of the show.
I have a script, so maybe the audience wants to
know. I don't have a script, so I'd like to know.
Okay, audience, this is what's coming up. It's the 2007. I always like to put a date in front of this.
The
2000 Winter Television Extravaganza. So what this means to you... The faithful listeners, that we are going to go over all pretty much every new and old show that means anything to you that's coming back in the month of January or later. Will we also revisit the, let me look at my notes here, the what show will be canceled first bet? We made this back in September.
Yes, we did.
And now
no, it's August.
It's August. And now we need to follow up on that. Somebody's going to pay.
There's some closure here.
Someone's going to pay the price. Someone's going to be victorious. We're also...
What about the other person?
The other person will just be left cleaning up the mess.
Exactly. Oh, okay. And, you know, we'll talk about best and worst. We have our typical list of categories, of award-type categories, and we will cover all sorts of great stuff. So it's pretty exciting. Not only do we have that, but we also have our Under the Scope, as always. We've got a review of a famous 1980s television cartoon. We've got news, and we've got... All the greatest coming soon in the next 2 weeks.
Shane, do we have the dancing elephant this time?
Dancing? Do we?
No!
I want to dance.
You could just roll with the joke. Come on.
Okay, I want a dancing elephant.
Maybe next time.
You
Maybe.
Play that din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din song now, and we're like, oh my god, it's dancing.
Look at that. If you could only see it, folks.
So, guys, this is Scope episode 21, the unemployment episode. Stick around.
Let's listen in as friends and family of the Scope talk about how the creators of the show, each in their own special way, impacted and inspired their lives.
Hello, I'm Sarah. I've known Jared and Shane for a long time, nearly 15 years. We've all changed, but we remain close. But then there's Adam. Adam, who the hell is this guy? I've only met him a few times, but I have to be honest, I don't trust him. There's something about him that I just can't figure out. His shiftiness, the way his eyes dart around a room, the way he looks like the cops are going to bust in at any minute. And let's be honest, his body scent certainly doesn't help. So, this warning goes out to you, Adam. I'm watching you. And when I figure you out, you are going down. Hard. You're listening to The Scope.
Thanks for sharing. If you'd like to tell the world how The Scope has changed your life for the better, send your audio comments to comments@thescopeshow.com. Now, back to The Scope.
So, as I talked about earlier, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the most eagerly anticipated bit we've ever done in the history of The Scope. Yes, it's the 2007 winter television.
Thought you were going to say we're going to hit the scope or hit the post again.
people want that bad.
We'll make them wait. It's the television winter television extravaganza 2007. Jared's got some great sort of funky music for me while I read my completely off the cuff text. Hey guys, when it comes to television expertise, The Scope is the only place in which you need to turn. Today, Jared, Adam, and I will break down all the current and new TV shows coming in 2007. If you want to know when a particular show, if a particular show is worth your time, Jared, we will tell you.
We're good like that.
If you want to know when a show comes back from its winter break, Adam, you can count on us to cover it.
Cool.
And if you want to know our opinions on the best and worst television shows so far, well, I promise you, you'll get them. Finally, we will revisit that. What show was canceled first? Bet, as I mentioned, and it's going to be a bloodbath, so get ready for it. But let's get started with our television calendar for the next, for all the shows, new and old, that are coming back starting January 1st.
Yeah.
I've got a list here, and
I'm going back in time.
I kind of cut through the crap, the stuff that none of our fans are going to ever want to pay attention to, and I'll just kind of go down this list and get some opinions. Last week, Beauty and the Geek on the CW, January 3rd, started. Any of you guys watch that?
No.
No. And I like the. I did read the open letter to the producers of it that Entertainment Weekly had.
What did they say?
They basically said, it's boring now, so why don't you switch around and have hunky guys with nerdy girls?
Yeah, no kidding.
Something
yeah.
like that. Like what Average Joe, there was supposed to be like an Average Jane that mm-hmm. They were going to do, like a you know, follow-up to Average Joe,
yeah.
the Average Joe. So that'd probably be, it probably was a good chance. It's the CW, not like anyone's watching it anyway. Yeah. So it's like,
no, actually it's getting very good.
Is it?
Very, very good ratings.
I don't really get it.
Carrie watched.
How many years has it been on
this
now?
This is the third.
Third year, okay.
And I
haven't watched one.
I have to bring this up because this is going to be a main battle, Adam, in my A block in our first part, but bigger things happen. But like 2 weeks ago, you said I look like one of the geeks on Beauty and the Geek, and uh-huh. I want to find out why you would say such a terrible thing.
Just so everyone
and
knows.
I think the guy you're talking about is the meanest, nastiest bastard that's ever been on the show,
Steven,
and he's the
right?
ugliest one.
Yeah. Steven?
That's fairly insulting. Thank you.
Wow.
It's hurtful. Do you have anything to have a response to that?
Yeah, you're giving me a hard time while the DS Club, the now defunct DS Club. Cause
I am part of that club now,
oh,
so
okay.
Look out.
You replaced me.
Yeah.
You got me fired, didn't you?
I think I did.
You were just giving me a hard time, so then that yeah. the show came up, so I decided to just, I don't know, be mean.
Okay.
I didn't mean it. You don't look like... What are you... You're white. And
I'm
you
not
glasses,
a very... Everyone
it.
Knows I'm not a very good-looking guy. So when people say things about that to me, okay. I'm very sensitive.
I'm sorry for hurting your feelings.
Everyone,
Shane, I think you're a striking man.
Thank you. I'm glad someone actually
little bitch.
Denied what I said. Adam, if you make me angry, I'm going to say you look like my duty. How about that? And I'll say, oh, you're just...
Well, do you say duty?
I do say duty.
Oh.
That's
are we going to talk about TV?
That same day, The Knights of Prosperity,
yes.
which is interesting because I think Jared picked that for his show to be canceled first.
I did.
Premiered and
yeah. Well, at the time I picked it, no, at the time I picked it, ABC had not yet decided to move the launch until January. So
now this show is about a bunch of bumbling fools, kind of a Reservoir Dogs ish group that are idiots.
Really?
Yeah, really. That's kind of how they play. They okay. use Reservoir Dogs music, and they are going to rob Mick Jagger. And so it's them concocting this plan where they're getting every episode. I guess they're going to get closer and closer to robbing Mick Jagger. Got a lot of press in the month leading up to it, A lot of hype, and then reviews started hitting, and they were very good reviews. So I asked both of you two to watch it, and...
I didn't.
You didn't, and Jared didn't.
Did not.
I watched it, and I loved it, and really? I will go on record as saying you guys, you should download the episode.
I already downloaded it.
Because I think you would really enjoy it. Okay. It's a,
got Can a, I legally stream it from ABC.com?
If you want to. It's got a quirkiness to it that is kind of fun, and hopefully they'll be able to take the show. I mean, the premise is sort of interesting. I mean, they're going to rob Mick Jagger, so how do you make that happen for 23 episodes? And then if it's really popular, what do you do?
Well, I don't know. You heard it on Stern, right, where they were saying – Stern was saying that he had been asked
yes.
to be on the show. I don't know if that was either they had already asked Mick Jagger and he was being difficult. I mean –
Which
go,
he was.
Go figure. Mick Jagger being difficult.
You know what's interesting? He was listed as an executive producer on the show, too. So I don't. That's really strange. But
yeah.
He didn't want to be in every episode when he was in the first episode.
Right. Well, and it sounded like it's not going to be an ongoing thing. Like yeah. they'll try to rob someone else next season.
Okay.
So.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But good show. I would suggest to all of our listeners out there, give it a chance. Other shows that have premiered in the past week, I'll just go down up to the 13th, which is Saturday, which Rocket. Is Saturday Night Live. But The Office hit on January 4th, mm-hmm. which everyone, it was great. Great comeback
I liked
for that
a lot.
Show.
Yep.
The Apprentice hit last Sunday. Apprentice LA. You know, we had our little Donald Trump tie-in, but the wife watched it, and it's the same old Apprentice. Not very exciting, and it got very poor ratings. If you people are paying attention, he and Rosie O'Donnell are battling about it constantly. That same day, Grease, You're the One That I Want premiered to fantastic ratings.
Okay, here's my thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially going to it's going to be on for what, 3-4 months, we
yeah,
assume.
It's an American
Idol. It's a 4-month long ad for the Broadway
yep.
show.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about the show, we watch this as well. they're literally doing Grease songs all the time. Every once in a while they might do a different one, but imagine how many times you're going to hear The One That I Want.
I hate Grease. I don't like it at all.
No,
and you know who likes it? You know who loves it?
Your girl.
Yes.
And you know my wife.
She
loves
hasn't
it.
Watched the show.
Most people
I
with
don't
ovaries.
Have a problem with
it. Most people with ovaries do like it. For some
okay,
reason.
I think
fair.
It's got a charm to it. But you know, here's the other interesting thing about it. They talk about you know they're auditioning men and women for Sandy and I can't remember the John Travolta role.
They ever consider role like gender reversing?
They
those?
They don't. But they always
the
talk
man
about
in the
how
Sandy role.
How they want to step outside
on Sam
the roles. You know, like they could have an African American. Sandy, who isn't blonde and sweet, or they could have a big fat dude playing the John Travolta role, which actually could be John Travolta now because that's about what he looks like. But you know, so you know, they go through the first auditions, and 90% of the people that are let through are very cute, skinny girls with blonde hair, and same with the guys; they look like thugs. And then they'll let like one you know African American woman in, or one sort of obese girl, and then the next round. Gone. I mean, it's just like, give me a break. Right. There's absolutely no way that they are going to cast anyone in that.
Well, there was that
play.
One fat girl.
Well, are they, right?
The Rosie O'Donnell character, kind of.
Yeah, but they're only casting for the two main roles.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
So are they casting? Are they casting for type, or are they casting for what looks good on TV?
Well, I think a little bit of both, but it's more like what looks good on stage. Which is similar to
which
TV,
doesn't so. Matter because you're, you know, 100 feet away.
Yeah,
so.
But so we'll see how that plays out. The early viewership was high. Let's see if that pans out over the next few months. And once American Idol comes in as the de facto powerhouse in terms of competition shows, I think that Grease is probably going to struggle a little bit. That's same day. I'm with Rolling Stone, the MTV reality show where they try to get a writer for Rolling Stone appeared. Wife watched that. Thought it was all right.
I didn't watch it.
It's fairly serious.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they have goofballs that are going, but it seems like every one of the kids on the show have talent.
I kind
of
like MTV's reality shows. Like, I like, you know, Next.
Yeah.
That's a reality show.
Yep.
No. That's the dating show. That was a joke.
Oh, okay. So. I was thinking of True Life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do like True Life and yep. those shows.
They have a really odd mix of things that are somewhat compelling and interesting to people our age, and then they have other stuff which is utterly ridiculous. So, VH1 shows premiered that day. Shooting Sizemore. Did you watch that, Adam? The train wreck with Tom Sizemore?
No, because much like Danny Bonaduce, I can't stand him, either one of them.
From what I understand, it's a train wreck, and he's 10 times worse than Danny Bonaduce.
Yeah, then there's no way I could watch either one of them.
And then the other show that popped up was A Surreal Life, Fame Game. So it's the all-star version of Surreal Life, which I liked the first few seasons of that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the last one, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, right?
I liked it so far. I mean, I liked most of the people that were on. I'm sad that Tammy Faye is dying, so yeah. She can't be on it, because she was one of my favorite.
Yeah, she's near death, is for people that don't know Tammy Faye Baker.
But. I think some people have them in the death pool. Have her in the death pool.
Yeah, I think so. And the only other show that I'll talk about that I told you guys about was I Love New York, which is the spinoff show to What's-His-Face's...
Flavor of Love.
And I didn't like Flavor of Love very much. It didn't really interest me. But this I Love New York is a beautiful train wreck. I mean, it's unbelievable how ridiculous the show is. And it's terrible and it's sick. But I think I probably will watch this show. I can't help it. It's just ridiculous. So there you go, guys.
Shane, I couldn't help but notice that you didn't talk about the White Rapper show on VH1.
Oh yeah, I didn't. Did you watch that show?
I did watch the first episode. I don't know. It's interesting. I guess it's hosted by MC Search, formerly of the group Third Base.
And the plot of the show
and
is
Prince Paul. They're just trying to find the next great white rapper.
But it's not like a lot Eminem rappers though. They're like Vanilla Ice rappers. And they're like MC Search rappers.
Yeah, a lot of them are kind of bad. Yeah. For the most part, and they put them in. You know, they put them in the standard reality show format. They put them in the same house and they have to live together. And they make them do these challenges and stuff. And then
they act all tough. Are they normal people who just actually have skill?
No, there's a couple of them that seem like they're normal suburban people who have a little bit of talent. But there's a number of people who are like full on. I'm a thug. Well, not really a thug, but yeah. I'm from the ghetto.
I'm a hard guy, hard ass.
I'm hardcore. I'm not going to take anything from anyone. I'm going
to
fight.
Very similar to the attitude that Adam had when he came in here, but we broke through that hard shell of his.
They reminded me of the, I don't know if you guys remember the internet phenomenon, the Icy Hot Stuntas from the late 90s.
No.
Okay, they all reminded me of those guys.
Okay.
So I thought it was interesting, except for the fact that my favorite guy on the show, he dressed like full-on nerd fatigues. He had the glasses and the tie and everything, and actually had some decent talent. In the last battle, they had to write 16 bars about their experience in the Bronx, and he said, I'm not going to write anything. I'm not here on the show to just sit down and write 16 bars on command, blah, blah, blah. So he didn't write anything, and he got kicked off. So it's like...
He probably deserves
it. My favorite guy is gone already, so I'm not sure if I'm even interested in following it.
Clearly had an attitude problem, Jared.
Yeah.
Was he like nerdcore, kind of?
Not really. I mean,
he just happened to look
that
like
was
that.
Just the look he was going for, I guess. It was a better look than a lot of people had, so at least he had kind of a style.
Well, give it one more try, Jared, and then you can tell us about it.
Well, TiVo will record it.
Okay. Next week, starting the... January 14th, we've got a couple HBO shows and a Fox show, Extras, the Ricky Gervais show, which I watched the first season and was slightly underwhelmed by it, but the critics seemed to love it. I thought it was good, not great. Hopefully this will turn it around a little bit better, about movie actor extras who are trying to make it big. Hmm. Then Rome, which is really about ancient Rome. I've never watched it, but...
The final season of it.
Is it second season?
Yeah.
And final?
It costs too much for them.
Yeah,
to
it
do,
seems so. Like to make that show good, it would have to cost a lot of cash.
Everyone seems to like it, too, though. So.
Yeah, big, you know, a lot of gore, a lot of sex, a lot of everything that people love on HBO.
I keep meaning to watch the first season, but...
Yeah, me too.
Haven't got to it yet.
And finally, a show that I know Jared watches, and I don't know if Adam watches, 24.
Oh, yeah.
4-hour premiere over two nights.
Yep.
That's
lock you in.
Fairly typical for these guys,
for
this show.
Might be the third year in a row they've done it.
Have they made Jack Bauer more realistic as the show has gone on? Did he start off cartoony, and are they putting him in more realistic situations?
He can breathe fire now, I think.
I mean, the show's not realistic.
He spits acid.
If you're looking for a realistic show with realistic situations, don't watch this show. I mean,
watch Jericho.
You would think by the end of the day they'd be tired, but you know, 'cause there's no sleeping going on. But I mean, they do a good job of at least interjecting some sort of vulnerability to him, so he's not just superhuman and can take care of everything without even blinking.
He does seem to bleed.
Have
a
they
lot.
Ever showed him taking a piss? I know that's always been a thing, but it's 24 hours.
Well, the thing is that each episode is an hour, but there are commercial breaks, so I'm assuming. He finds time
in between killing terrorists.
I would love it if the show opened with him peeing,
should do that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And taking a nap.
Exactly.
He's resting up before his big day.
The next day on January 15th, not only do we have the 24 part two, 2 hours, but this is for my wife, Carrie. We've got the premiere of MTV's The Hills, where we find out why the main character didn't go to Paris for her internship for Vogue, and she stayed back for her boyfriend. And
well, I don't want to miss that.
My Super Sweet 16, which is the most sickening, repulsive show on television. Which
and amazingly watchable.
It is, but it really makes me sick. I don't know if girls are watching this show. By the way, it's a show about really rich, spoiled girls getting giant Sweet 16 parties, which usually involve quasi-famous musical acts and Land Rover vehicles.
Yeah.
And every time I've tuned in, they've been fairly ugly.
Yes. These girls are never cute.
No.
Which is, you know, good, because we shouldn't be judging 16-year-olds that way.
You know, you can still judge them on looks.
But let me ask you this, Adam. You're tapped into American society.
Uh-huh.
Are people watching this show, or let's say teenagers watching the show, because they think it's cool what these girls are doing, or are they watching it with skepticism and cynicism?
I'm sure it's both. Like, a mix of everything.
Does it make
MTV.
You scared that there are people out there that really think, hey, these girls got it going on? Look at this life that they have?
No, and I'm always wondering, are they playing it up for the camera, which I always think they are. I'm sure they're
there has to be a little bit of that.
Because I'd be embarrassed otherwise. So it's like, I'm sure they are.
Some of these girls don't have the self-awareness to be embarrassed by their behavior.
Some
they think it's
perfectly
acceptable.
They've lived a life of privilege their whole time.
They're not all super rich, though, so it's weird.
Yeah.
Some of them. I don't get it. But my favorite was the black girl that was adopted by rich white parents.
I know exactly who you're talking
about. Chubby girl, yeah.
Yep.
And she thought
more
she
than
was,
chubby.
Her shit didn't stink. And it was like, oh, are you kidding me?
It's going to be tight, yo.
what was great about over the holiday.
Thank you for the first sound effect of the B block.
The holiday weekend was Mandy had never seen it before. And they had a marathon of it, like Christmas Day. Really good time, I think, for such a show.
Right.
So I made her watch a couple episodes. She was like, repulsive.
Pretty sad.
And then she made me throw her one of those, so it was really weird.
Yeah, honey, you're not 16 anymore. That's okay.
I'm getting mine.
Following in that day, that doesn't make any sense. Following the January 15th, on the 16th, we've got American Idol. Jared watched it for the first time or second time last year with us.
First time I ever watched episodes contiguously.
And you're going to watch it from the beginning this year?
I'll give it a
shot. If I have anything to say about it. Adam, you're going to start it, but we'll see if you finish it.
Last year I watched all the tryouts just to laugh, and this year I'm probably just going to watch the Minneapolis one.
As you said, the first episode will take place in Minneapolis, which we tried to get interviews for the Scope show.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, if they would have been out there, we would have interviewed, but they brought them all into the Target Center, and we couldn't get to them, so there you go.
They were scared of us. They heard we were coming.
Yeah.
January 21st, which I think, I don't know what day is, that a Sunday, Jared? Battlestar Galactica is back?
Yep.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, this season
has... the season has been good.
It's
tell me
good.
That.
It's not as good as it has been. And I thought the first four episodes were fantastic, but after that it's been kind of,
Here's my thing.
It's still good, though.
Because I'm all caught up, you know, within, whatever, 2 weeks I watched every episode all the way till the boxing match one.
Okay, sure.
And then there were three more until the mid-season finale that I watched. So
you
I'm
have plenty of time to watch those in the coming weeks.
No, I did. I watched.
Oh, okay.
I'm all caught up. I don't really think it's that good of a show. Like,
really?
It's good, but it's not like... I don't understand why people put it as their number one show. I
think some people are still riding high on the original miniseries, because I thought that raised the bar way up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was high drama, high stakes. It really felt like humanity was going to be crushed. And it hasn't quite kept it at that level throughout the whole series, and really, can you hope to do that? But I think maybe people are still judging it on that.
Right. I mean,
I don't know.
I do like the fact that Gaius is, at the same time, one of the most annoying characters I've ever seen on TV. And also, he's not likable, I wouldn't say. There are some episodes where he's really likable. But he's just, I don't know, he's like very captivating. Like, I'm very interested in Gaius.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
I would agree.
The main thing.
I've never seen the show.
Yeah,
and that's
Shane doesn't
very
like space TV shows.
I don't. And if they don't have a robotic dog, I don't want anything to do with it. What do you think of that?
There are some attractive women on the show.
Those dogs are definitely not robotic, or maybe they are. I don't know.
There's no robotic dogs.
That's a shame. I'm out then. What else? We've got three shows on the 22nd. Engaged and Underage from MTV.
Mm-hmm.
I think that pretty much says everything.
Wow.
That could be one of those shows that could be really interesting, or it could be a train wreck.
You're covering a lot of Viacom properties. What's going on?
Because most of those are the new shows that are coming. So that's the focus of this list. But there's two big shows coming back. Heroes, January 22nd.
Yep.
George Takei will probably be on that episode or shortly after that.
I think he is on that one.
As Heroes' father. And Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
By the way, I did want to mention.
Getting better.
Jess and I were watching season 3, disc 1 of Reno 911.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, last disc night. 1. That's a good one.
Love that
Hero
disc 1.
Hero is in.
Nice.
He's
round.
In one of the episodes.
Really?
As a Japanese translator. It's very funny. Like, I was like, that's Hero. It's just weird to randomly see him in something else.
That's my story. Any opinions on Heroes and Studio 60?
I'm very excited for Heroes to return. I think that they've done a good job advancing the story in the last couple episodes. Studio 60, as you said, has been getting better.
Yeah,
I felt like about 3-4 episodes into this new season, it got really preachy.
Yes.
And while I agreed with a lot of the politics, I got tired of being beat over the head with them.
It's better for West Wing than it is for a show about comedy,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and what I've read and a lot of critics have said is a show about a comedy show should be funny.
Yep.
At times it should be funny. The sketches they show you about that are on the show should be funny.
And they
really aren't.
They shouldn't show those.
They should never show the sketches. They'll never be good.
And I thought initially that was the plan, that they weren't going to show it.
And 30 Rock does a better job of not showing the sketches.
Yeah.
And the little bits they do show are just so absurd.
Yeah, like in
funny.
A bear attacking Paris Hilton or just bears dancing. I mean, it's
they
very
have this thing with
stuff.
Bears.
And, so... One note about Hero from Heroes, he was on Scrubs as one of the interns, and he will be coming back on Scrubs for a bigger appearance to kind of finish up where his character is going to be. So I think this is the last season of Scrubs. So, the 23rd, Veronica Mars, are you still watching that show?
Yes.
I am too.
I heard the season wasn't as good. Can you confirm or deny that?
I'll agree with that. And they're also moving off of... Okay, so season one and two, they had season-long plots. This season, they were going to do 3 mini-plots, so like each one, 6 to 7 episodes. And now they're saying that going forward, they think they'll just be doing much, much smaller, single and double episode plots.
Is that because they're worried about it not being, that it's going to get canceled? They don't want to leave us hanging?
I don't think so. I think it's because they think they'll get more viewers.
Accessibility.
That way. Yeah. And I completely don't agree with that,
I think this year could very well be the last.
They're shooting for girls to watch the show, and it's not a girl demo show. It's got a cute girl and like a million pop culture.
This show was written for Adam, for Pete's sake.
There are 2 episodes with Battlestar Galactica references. Why are they pitching it to girls?
They need to be my Sweet 16 references.
They should. I don't know. They're just
what girls like.
They're fucking it up.
Wow.
Here's a show that's premiering on Spike, the Spike Network. I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. It's called Pros vs. Joes. It's where they take average Joes and pit them against pro athletes doing particular stunts and things like that. Mm. What do you guys think of that concept?
I think we're getting a bit off topic, but sure. I don't know.
It sounds like similar to... Remember when MTV used to do all-star sport things?
Yeah.
I guess those are celebrities, not average Joes, but similar, in terms of skill level, I would assume. And those got boring.
Who knows? The 29th, our show Prison Break returns. Huge cliffhanger. The guy chasing the prison breakers gets shot.
Prison breakers.
The main bad guy who has been chasing the prison breakers teams up with the prison breakers.
You make it sound like a bank or a gang from West Side Story.
What the hell is going on with this show, Jared? Is it back? Can they continue with this show?
I still enjoy it, but it can't reach. It can't reach the same heights that it did when it was in an enclosed area, in the prison. It's like they've got too many options now, and they need to limit it down.
I don't think that this show should go on for any more than 3 seasons. That's my opinion on it. I think it's pushing it on the season. Not to say it's bad, but you can suspend disbelief only so much before you think to yourself, "We've got to."
Not every show needs to last 6, 7, 8 years.
Absolutely not.
I'm caught up with it and watching. I just watched 6 in a day or something.
Yeah.
The last 6 I hadn't watched, and I was so thankful for that because if I had to do, waiting a week or waiting 2 weeks in between a few of those, I would have spazzed out. I mean, they were like the most absurd cliffhangers, but they're still. And I was like, the episode ended. I was like, are you kidding? I can't believe people were okay with waiting a week, for...
So you really like Prison Break?
I'm not saying I really like it. I said that I'm okay with it. But the cliffhangers in between episodes were just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, they'll kind of go trudge through the episode in the last 30 seconds and be like, whoa, there's the cliffhanger, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see that coming.
Watching it as a 6-hour marathon was okay.
The thing about this season of Prison Break, I think overall, there's been slightly less tension in it. You kind of get the claustrophobic feeling being in that prison, whereas now they're running free and it doesn't feel quite the same.
And the prison is always, you always have potential characters. You never know who bunch of badass is going to start up.
Everybody's a badass in a prison. Outside world, not so much.
No, they pretty much own the town.
Okay, I'm going to zip through this. BAM's Unholy Union, MTV, January 30th, along with Road Rules returning and Two A Day is the football, high school football television documentary/reality show. One quick note on Road Rules. This is the season where I think they're doing this stuff, the stunts live, and the viewers will be voting people out.
Oh, so I have to watch the show?
So you have to watch the show. I don't think it's been pre-done like the other episode, like Real World, which is, you know, usually done 2 or 3 months.
I will not be voting.
Okay. February 1st, we've got an interesting program on Comedy Central, the Sarah Silverman program. Do you know anything about this show?
I do. In fact, you're killing my awards for later, but yes, I know a lot about it, and it's her mostly writing her skits and, you know, kind of 30-minute skit show, and
it could be very good. It could be trouble, but
I don't think it'll be trouble. I think it'll be good.
Here's a big one on February 7th. We're getting close to the end of winter here. We've got Lost returning with how many new episodes in a row? 18, something like that?
17. The rest of them. How about that?
We'll get into Lost because I think it's probably going to come up in our best and worst, but, you know, it's about time, and I, for one, am looking forward to it. And then a couple weeks later, February 21st, Jericho returns, CBS's breakout nuclear war comedy.
Not without its flaws, but definitely entertaining.
It definitely got more and more watchable as the season went on. Right. Not great, but I agree. It's there.
And then finally, to round out winter...
Before you go on, has anyone bothered to go to whodroppedthebomb.com to follow along during the break here?
No.
I would bet that much rest of America has not.
And they're probably
not out really well.
Probably not a lot of information. Two more HBO shows on April 8th. Entourage returns with its third season, part 2, which is just translation for we're going to soak you twice on DVDs and charge you the same amount because that's how they do it. And the last part of The Sopranos, the last 10 or 8 episodes. Hits starting April 8th. I will be watching both and be very excited about it.
You're kind of ahead of the curve there a little bit.
Why is that?
We were talking about April shows and it's January.
Well, we're just at the end of the list, Jared.
All right.
So there we go. We all like Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I liked it.
And Sopranos. Sopranos, I think the last season was pretty darn good, and I'm excited to see how it ends.
Stopped watching in 4.
Well, you're lost then.
I know.
Well, this leads right into our best and worst shows. So far, we'll try to keep this snappy. We're still doing a pretty good job for the show here today. Let's start with best show. And thank you, Jared. We've got our sound effects. I'm going to allow each of our Scope hosts here to select a best new show and a best old show if they choose. Let's start with Jared. Jared. My explosion is back.
All right, so my best new show is Heroes. And I would say my best... new show or
old show, Jared?
Well, see, I didn't have that on my list, so I'm just going to go with the flow here. I'm going to go with The Office. I think it's been really strong this year.
Yep, last episode was one of the best they've had.
The
best, I
would say.
You say it was very, very good.
Best.
Good, better than the first Christmas episode?
Yes.
Okay.
Tough choice.
I don't know. I think this show, the last show definitely gave it depth.
1, 3, 7. That was my Dwight impression. Thank you.
Can I use your phone?
Adam, your favorite. Best new show and best old show.
Jared. Mine are the exact same as Jared's. I have Heroes as my best new show. Did we do this? Or was this like, what did we do? We reviewed
Heroes.
We did
like the... Right? Yeah, we did.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
We reviewed Heroes.
Here's the thing. You know, we are television experts, and we're going to cover a lot of this information. Mm-hmm. We know a lot about TV. Someone told me that.
It's strong that we were picking it to be good, and it's remained consistent this entire time. We had good
intuition on that. So naysayers, suck it.
Yeah. So Heroes, I think that it's a very good show for, mm-hmm. you know, what they're trying to do with it. It's not perfect, but I think if it's easy to compare it to Smallville, and it blows Smallville out of the water. And best old show, I also have The Office mm-hmm. because it's excellent. And the Ricky Gervais directed episode was really good too. The racist.
For the record, upcoming directors of The Office, J.J. Abrams, and just announced Joss Whedon will be both directing episodes. What do you think of that? Hit me with some sound effects, Jared. My best favorite old show is The Office as well, and I picked it because these guys picked it. Want to be consistent, and I'm going. I'm going in a different direction from my favorite new show of the year. And it didn't start out that way, but it's there. Number one for me is Friday Night Lights, the football drama based on the 2004 movie,
it's based on the book probably.
And a book. Yeah. And I'm not just picking this because Entertainment Weekly picked it as one of the best shows of the year.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. So, Earl, I know you've never listened to this, and you know I'm only influenced by the media, but this show really has it all. Every episode, I think, is very strongly written, Jared. Yeah.
And
you
there's
watch
so
it.
Little football in it.
Yep.
For anyone who's scared of it because it's about football, it's not about football. Let's set it down right
it
there.
It looks like a movie, like a drama movie, every single episode. It looks like the movie, which had such a really fascinating style, shaky camera, grainy.
Yeah.
And I love the characters on it. And the coach's wife, I don't know what her name is. I don't know what the actress's name is. And she was the only cast member to return from the movie, is one of the best characters on television.
Well, everyone's cast perfectly. It's just
I mean,
great.
It is a great show.
You watch it too?
I do. I really enjoy it.
The kids are believable. You don't recognize them. None of them are faces, and it makes such a huge difference. And you feel like if you were to meet these people in real life, that's how they would be. That's how strong it is. So Friday Night Lights, people, if you haven't started watching it, get the DVD. You don't have to like football to like this show.
Yeah, get the DVD and...
In September, yeah. And then you just watch the show when it comes back next fall. And now it's time to pick the worst show, new and old. Let's start with Adam.
All right.
I did, instead of just worst, because it's hard to judge worst one, because you're not watching it, so how do you know it's worst? So I did worst ones that I'm still watching.
That I watched. Okay, right. I should have amended that category.
So for new ones, it's... I don't really watch any bad new shows because I kind of cut them out pretty quick. I'm kind of fickle. But I chose 30 Rock because I've seen 4 or 5 episodes of it. And it's not terrible by any means, but amongst all the new shows that I still watch, which is like 3.
That's there.
It's, yeah, mediocre.
Okay.
Though it does have Ryan O'Reilly from Oz in it, so that's something. And worst old show I'm still watching, Smallville.
And we know how you feel about that.
Yes.
I will...
took a dump and wrote it.
I'll give my list. Thank you. Worst show that I still watch that is old would be Desperate Housewives. I don't care what the...
This is the third season.
Okay. I don't care what people say. It just has not had the same snap since the first season, and I'm pretty much done with it. The wife isn't, so we'll see how that goes. And worst show that is new, I have kind of a tie. And as Adam said, it's hard because I'm still watching them. But one would be Studio 60, although it's getting better. And the other one would actually be Jericho. I feel that it's a great overall plot, but there's a lot in that show that's bad. I'm sorry, it is. The acting's not great. The plot's...
You're still watching it, so yes. It's not terrible. Yeah, it's a hard category to do.
I think that it could be a lot better. And if you compare it to Lost head-to-head, there's no competition, which I think was sort of the vibe they were going for.
It's a fair comparison.
And Jared?
Well, for... best or worst old show that I'm still watching, I'm in Adam's camp with Smallville.
Why should you just have sex with each other?
I don't want to.
I don't know why.
We'll do it while watching Smallville.
I think it says a lot about your relationship with Carrie that every time two people agree on something, you say that they should have sex with each other.
Well, how do you think we got married?
All right.
I think he's just waiting for that moment where he and Carrie agree, and then they'll have sex.
Right.
I'm still crossing my fingers. I have no idea where Audrey.
I guess I didn't really pick a worst new show. Yeah. Most of the ones that I watched, either that I didn't like, I dropped, or were canceled for me. I guess you could put like Daybreak on the list, and that's just a little teaser for what's coming. But so I don't really have one, I guess.
Okay, well let's move on to biggest surprise show, and I will start this one out. I'm picking Friday Night Lights again, just because before this show started, I had very dubious feelings about it. I didn't think that it was going to be great. I thought it would be a poor knockoff of the original, or the movie.
Did you like the movie?
Yes, I
like
the movie quite a bit, actually.
I've never seen that either.
But this show surprises me, and I saw the pilot, and it was fantastic, and it has disappointed since.
Yeah.
Jared, pick your biggest surprise show.
I will. My biggest surprise, I don't think anyone will pick this. 6 Degrees on ABC. I don't think you guys never watched this.
Is that still on?
It's on hiatus.
Okay, so it's
it may come back.
The bank robbery one?
No, that's the 9.
Oh, okay.
This is the one where there's like
it's a J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, people kind of intersect in your lives. It's like 6 Degrees of Separation. You know,
yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was cast really well and it was written really well and it kind of kept me engaged.
Not actually a J.J. Abrams show. Executive producer, but they advertise it as a J.J. Abrams.
So that's my biggest surprise of the new season, even though it's not on anymore.
Okay. Adam.
Yep.
Kaboom.
I did a new and old. For new, I have Heroes because by thinking of Smallville first. I wasn't expecting it to actually be good.
And critics felt that this show was not going to do great.
Right.
Initially.
And I had seen the pilot early, like the one that they recut, and it was mediocre. So they definitely did a good job. For old, I did How I Met Your Mother, which I started watching over the summer and thought it was just very mediocre mm-hmm. sitcom. And it's actually funny and a little subversive here and there.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's good.
A charm to it that most new sitcoms do not have. Right. And that's
it can be corny and doesn't always hit the mark, but overall it's pretty good.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Good pick, Adam.
Thanks.
Next category, looking forward to what show returning? Adam, pick it.
I went with the Sarah Silverman program. Wait, returning or?
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to that premiering. I'm not looking really forward to anything.
New
show,
what's coming back?
Doesn't matter.
I'm looking forward to Lost coming back. But for looking forward, I'm definitely looking forward to Sarah Silverman, which starts February 2nd.
On Comedy Central.
On Comedy Central. I like her a lot. Her movie was great. I don't know why she's dating Jimmy Kimmel, but that's okay.
They seem to love each other.
Yes.
Jared?
And not me. I meant that.
24. I'm a big fan of 24. I've watched it from the very beginning. I've enjoyed every season. I don't care how crazy it gets. Jack Bauer is the best. And I only have hours. I could count it in hours to wait until the premiere.
Just like they count
Sunday.
Things.
In fact, by the time by the time you hear this show, the show will have already started.
Yep.
And I will be blissful and happy.
Unless Adam posts this bad boy early.
I won't be home all weekend.
There you go. Hit me. I personally am looking forward to Lost, just because we didn't get enough in the first half of the television season. And
half of the season?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the calendar year.
Quarter?
The first third. And we need more Lost, and I want it to prove all the naysayers wrong.
Would you say that it was a mistake for them to take such a big break?
I don't think so.
I think it was.
Do you?
Yeah. There's zero buzz on it, as far as I can tell, right now. I mean, nobody's talking about it except for us.
It's going to start becoming a niche show at a certain point here.
So,
and ABC, with their niche shows in the past, have not shown a good track record.
Well, let's hope the ratings keep up. And our last category, biggest disappointment. So high expectations. Do you guys have anything for this or not?
I don't.
I have one.
Okay,
I guess we just,
Jared.
Just because I like the snare and the explosion.
And I'm changing mine right now on the fly.
I went with The Nine, which followed Lost on ABC. Supposed to be a big deal. I mean, I saw a lot of advertisement for it, banners out on the freeways. First episode was pretty good, and it was very filled with tension, looked like it was going to be a good story, and it just really went nowhere. After about two episodes, there was no one to care about. They just didn't do anything with the characters. They weren't likable, and there's probably a reason it's not on the air anymore.
Exactly.
I will say I agree with you. I watched the first two, and they were terrible. Well, the first one was good, but then it dropped off the face of the earth, and I didn't care anymore.
And Adam, you have no pick for this?
There's a million disappointing shows. I don't really need to
hit me with some sound effects. I changed it right now, people. This is exciting.
Wow.
On the fly.
Dynamic radio.
I'm picking What About Brian? It's a show that was very strong. I know Adam doesn't agree with this, but it had very interesting characters the first season. And the cool thing about the characters on this show is they were all flawed. I mean, there was something wrong with them. Some they were likable, but they all did dumb things. They, in their own...
They were human.
They were human. And, the show was a surprise pickup for this year. And they brought it back. And they slowly started changing the show. The first thing they did was they gave it a really gay, dumb theme song. Called
Singing About Friends.
Calling All Friends. That's how it starts. Before it started, it literally was like a 2-second, like, Brian would walk across the camera just in a shot, and then they would have the logo in the corner. I mean, just stuff that had a stylistic difference than what you would see on normal shows. And it was always different. The opening shot with that credit with What About Brian was always different in the first season.
My favorite thing about time shifting is that I skip past all that stuff.
I
never have to hear the song.
We listen to it just because I like to make fun of it. And, the other things they did is they killed off characters. There was a really interesting love triangle between Brian, the main character, a girl that he's had a crush on for years, and his best friend who is marrying this girl.
Right.
And they kind of got her off the show and took away that dynamic, which was really interesting.
And I think they became buddy-buddy too quickly.
Yeah. They did.
They should have had bad blood for a long time.
They took Brian's profession away, which was a video game producer, and they turned him into a real estate agent, and they brought in his father who runs the company, and then now they're bringing in Tiffany Amber Thiessen is joining the show.
Kiss of death.
Yeah, so I don't know really know what to say about this show. It's not it's fading for me, which is disappointing because it was interesting when it started. So
I'd like to add that I do have a disappointment now, and it was on the similar vein as yours. Was the choice of the producers, Veronica Mars, to change the opening theme song to a slow emo
like the
one.
New remix.
Yeah, oh, that's
like
too bad.
Hey, that brings me to my little sidebar question I want to bring up. Shane, you talked about how you listened to the What About Brian theme song because you like to make fun of it. And Adam, you spoke about the remix of the Veronica Mars theme song. I'd like to ask the room, what is the best theme song for a TV show currently on the air?
Friends, it's on TBS.
No. Of the network, the Big Five, we'll say. The Big Five.
Lost.
Shane says Lost. Adam, do you have a choice?
I guess I don't really think about them enough.
Friday Night Lights is good, too.
I can't think of one. Do you have one in mind?
There's only one that I actually listen to every time, and that is The Office.
The Office, I was going to say.
I love The Office theme.
It's a really, it totally matches it, too.
Yeah, it does.
It's got this weird little organ, and it
comes
in rocking.
I want them to change
it
a little bit to include the clip of Dwight rocking out in the back of Jim's car, though.
That would be awesome.
No, not the song. Just show that clip like during it, like in beat. With
Kickstart My Heart.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we move on to the last part of this television extravaganza.
There's more?
One last thing. We've got a bet to cover, and then we'll get right on under the scope.
Oh, the bet.
Back in August, the three of us picked shows that would be canceled first.
No, we didn't actually do this. You've edited it to make it sound like
As I look at it, Adam picked the television show Daybreak. Jared picked the television show The Knights of Prosperity.
I did.
And I picked the television show Happy Hour. Daybreak, ABC, Knights of Prosperity,
let's go to the
ABC.
Stats.
Shane picked a Fox sitcom, which I figured was a slam dunk.
Shane, what's the tale of the tape?
The tale of the tape is this. Jared's show, I don't even have statistics for it because it just started.
Yes.
So he was out.
It's only got one episode in.
He was out before he began.
I can still win this thing.
Shane's television show, That Would Be Me, the broadcast history started September 7th, 2006, ending November 2nd.
Why are you not
How many episodes
the show?
Is that?
They had 13 episodes filmed, 9 never aired. So how many? What's the math on
nine
that?
9 never aired?
9 never.
So 4 of them aired.
4 made the show, or made the network. So there you go.
So 4 were on air.
4 were on air.
There you go.
Adam's show Daybreak, the broadcast was 11:15:06 to 12:13:06.
How many episodes?
Episodes, there were 13 episodes filmed, 7 did not air. So what is the math on that? How many?
Okay, so I guess they're counting the debut episode as
one,
2 episodes.
Or 2, okay. Because
it was a two-hour debut. Yeah. So
that would be 5 episodes.
So you just, So if you go purely on episodes and I count the debut as 1, you guys are tied. Chronologically, Shane wins. If you're talking about hours on television, it's a knockout. Shane wins.
Whatever. Good job, Shane.
So, Adam, what do I get for that?
I don't know, but my favorite thing was, like, in September, We were walking to lunch or something one day. You're like, I already won this. Jared's show isn't on till January. Yours isn't on till November. Mine's already been is in hiatus and has been for a month. It's a knockout. And I was like, all right, whatever.
So you seem very angry about it.
You won one thing in life.
That's
Congratulations.
It. I'm sorry. I was so nice to you earlier in the show.
It's all right.
That ends our Scope 2007 Winter Television Extravaganza.
Wake up, folks.
I'm sure we'll be doing something like this in May. To cover the end of the television.
Maybe early June.
Yep. Just maybe.
Shake it up.
So let's go to a break, Jared. We'll be back with Scope Sounds and Under the Scope.
This is the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shoutout of the Day.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That was the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shoutout of the Day. You go, girl. It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
Hey, listen, it's a band you might have actually heard of. Courtesy of the Podsafe Music Network, this is Not a Surf with Do It Again. Keep listening to the Scope.
Well, I'd snap to attention if I thought that you knew. In my mouth, if I had something smart to say, I bought a stack of books, I didn't read a thing. It's like I'm sitting here waiting for birds to sing. Let's do it again. Come on.
out for the laser!
It's the Scope.
Under the Scope. Under the Scope. We'll move right into Jared's new favorite part of the show. It's Under the Scope News.
I'm gonna
just
do
some of the stories we're working on in the Scope News.
I'm going to do a weather update first.
Adam is freezing. He's putting on his jacket.
It's cold, and we're underground practically.
Fred, sit on my lap. It's warm. Come on. Warm me up.
Adam, please give us some stories.
All right.
And there's got to be some Sony bashing stories
there's
in there somewhere.
There's two if we get all to right. them. I don't okay, know. There's not it. Much time. First one, big story this week. Apple introduced the iPhone, or what they're calling the iPhone now.
Yep.
Who knows how long that'll last.
Yep.
I think they're saying we're bigger than everyone who's calling their products
we
iPhone.
We will crush
right.
you.
So yeah, this has been rumored about for at least a year, like at least 2 years now, maybe even
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, they've been working on it for years.
Yes. It's a combo iPod, what Apple's calling their best iPod, phone and internet communication device.
I can't wait till I can buy just the iPod.
Right, won't it be nice? It's touchscreen and cool and has lots of neat things where like you can tilt it a certain
yep.
way and it changes
and it knows.
The screen to landscape. What were you going to say?
And it knows. It knows which way you're tilting
it. Oh, right. Exactly.
It'll vacuum your floor. It'll open your garage.
On Conan O'Brien, they had a really dumb thing, but it was kind of funny where they were talking about all the neat things that it does. And
yeah.
it's like, it'll shave. It'll slice cheese. It'll be sideburns. You know, like had a guy wearing that.
It'll poach
and
the perfect egg.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think a lot of people are excited about it. It's going to be available for singular
mm-hmm. only.
And it'll be $500 at release, and I don't see it ever.
Is it 4 to 5 or 5 to 6?
It's $499 for the 4 gig version.
Right.
$599 for the 6 gig version.
Right.
2 year contract with Singular, which I mean that's pretty standard for a cell phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's standard for one of the new things anyway. Yeah. So that's not that.
And what is that? What is that going to cost a month? At least $50 because you got to have internet service on it.
They have decent plans actually. I've been looking to drop mine and get Singular for a while.
Okay.
So I was thinking about it. I don't think I'm going to get this. I don't need a $500 phone. I already have an iPod, but I think it's neat looking.
Well, I mean, it's expensive, but if you think about it, you know, an 8 gig nano is already what $250.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, a phone on top of that.
Yeah,
and
a phone
cool
and a mobile computer on top of that. It's not bad, but still, right. It's a chunk of change.
It's hard to say how the public will respond to it, but you know, people weren't sold on the iPod when it first came
right.
out.
Right.
So who knows?
It's in line with costs of similar products, so it's not like it's outrageously priced. I remember when the iPod came out, and there was already like a 10 or a 20 gig Nomad. I think
yeah.
the Creative already had something out.
Sure.
And so people were like, "Why would I buy this when I can?" And you know, it was like the exact same price as that. Whereas this, it's actually, it does more, it mm-hmm. seems.
A mini
it's cooler, and it's in line with the pricing of like all the, you know, high-end BlackBerry PDA kind of things. And it's even less than like the Sony N93, which is $800.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it'll do well. Apple's not afraid to target a market with affluent customers.
Right.
So
right.
Well,
the
one complaint I've heard about the iPhone is the fact that a lot of people don't like the idea that there's no dedicated keyboard that's touchscreen. So, and
sure.
for text messaging, people would rather have
yep,
the actual keyboard.
It's
so people have to change the way they use things.
At the same time, though, I think people are critical of it without actually being able to use the item.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get your hands on it might be a different story.
Right.
Apple has a good way of
just
making...
Just like my privates.
making new
my
products.
Man luggage.
All right.
Nice. one thing to keep in mind is that Cisco already has the trademark or iPhone trademarked.
Yeah,
is that Cisco or Siskel?
Cisco.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
Gene.
Yeah,
from the grave.
Zombie
and
Gene.
it's their voice over IP products, and it's not like it's a dead thing. Like they just released a new version or whatever, like 4 months ago. So apparently, and Cisco's already sued them.
Yeah.
So it might not be called the iPhone. When
I think it'll be called
out.
The iPhone. I'm not really sure about that.
To be continued. That story is what we would say. What else we got, Adam?
Bananas, as we know them, are going to be extinct soon.
What?
I call them nanners.
Nana is my.
I never quite grew up.
This is a really cool article in Popular Science, so everyone should check out. It's ridiculously long.
I'm
but,
a subscriber.
Okay.
Summarize this for us, Adam.
Well, here it goes. So basically, everyone in the U.S., Canada, Europe, banana is a banana. Yellow, sweet, relatively uniformly sized, firmly textured, mm-hmm. always seedless.
That's what she said.
The banana that we've known our entire lifetime is called the.
That was about your junk, isn't it?
It's called the Cavendish.
The Cavendish. Mm.
And it's, yeah.
Martha, bring in more Cavendishes. Thank you.
It's been grown the exact same way for so many years now that
it's not like
reproducing with other bananas. Yeah. So
it's not getting out and mingling.
Right.
What you're saying.
So it's like a pure breed.
It's got a country club membership and it's staying there.
Because
it's
of
not
that,
playing a public course.
It's incredibly susceptible to new viruses and diseases that are hitting plants. So they think that within the next 15 to 25 years, the Cavendish is going to be extinct and there won't be a way of saving it.
Will I be forced to make a version of Taps with bananas weeping? Let's call back to last show.
Yeah, I get it. I've never heard a banana weep. But
so, yeah, just want to let you guys know that the banana, as we know it, is in trouble. And
is there any solution to this? Are they going to make like new genetic bananas? Well, or are we all going to have to eat kumquats?
Will there be like a buy yellow program to raise funds to stop it?
There's
for AIDS in Africa.
There's scientists that are working to, you know, make it not susceptible to these. They've like found like two virus diseases that are already killing it off.
Let me ask you this, though. Will they perfect the female Viagra first before working on the banana
problem?
I'm sure
they will.
Okay.
It's called
Spanish Fly. What do you mean?
Thank goodness.
Oh!
What else, Adam?
All right. We've got video game console sale information from the holiday season.
Exciting. Something we like to track here on the show.
Yep. And as we thought, Sony screwed.
In the toilet.
Before I get
ready to
this,
be flushed. Unless you're at my place of work because they don't flush urinals.
I would like to mention, by the way, did we not get a chance on any show to talk about the note the eighth floor people left?
No. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay,
that's Universal. There was a response to that today.
Tell me that. Okay. Before we do this, Jared mentioned to me that Japan sales showed the Wii also beating the PlayStation.
That is
3.
True. Yep.
So that's
with the DS killing everything,
right.
As usual. But what about American sales?
Right.
Adam?
So American sales. This is just for December. Just for December. Nintendo sold 600,000 Wiis. Sony sold 490,000 PlayStation 3s. And it's important to keep in mind. It's like, so that's, you know, significant 100,000. So
yeah.
That turns into somewhere near 20%, right? 18%.
Another math lesson, folks.
Mm-hmm. We're all about math. The math episode.
But it's important to keep in mind the Wii has been relatively unavailable throughout December.
Yeah.
It still sells 18 to 20% more.
A sellout instantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Microsoft, meanwhile, sold 1.1 million 360s. So
I think it's a couple hundred thousand under what they thought they were going to sell.
Okay, but still,
that's almost three times as many.
Right, yeah. And they already had a year-long lead.
Yeah.
So they're way ahead at the moment. The overall winner for the entire month, though, if you're not doing just home-based consoles, was the DS, which outsold all of them. And then second place went to the PS2, which I think we mentioned last time, how they expect that probably for the entire year to outsell it just based on the price point.
And that's what Jared bought recently. So.
I did. And speaking of things that Jared bought, yes, Guitar Hero 2 was the second number two video game sold through December at 800,000 copies.
I bought mine in January.
Number one, Gears of War.
Gears of War.
But I do think that Guitar Hero 2, because probably most of those are being sold with the guitar, is probably going to be the most profitable.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because there was only a 10,000 unit difference between that and Gears of War.
That definitely beat it then. Well, actually, Gears of War was $60. In store, so it's pretty close, but still impressive. What else?
Couple more. Sony was claiming for a while that their 6-axis PS3 controller had won an Emmy Award, not like, you know, TV, but like for a technical achievement or something. Turns out not true. That was a lie, and some website uncovered that. And
we need
Sony
to make like a
it.
Sony blech sound effect, Jared, because we seem to hammer them every
Can't
time.
It just
so
awesome
make a note of that.
PSP rap? No.
I'm going to let that go for one show.
Okay.
Maybe I'll bring it back next time.
Okay. All right.
And last story is about Christian advocates blasting Conan O'Brien for a sketch in which a homophobic country western singer sang, "Oh, I love you, Jesus, but only as a friend. You touched my heart, but I hope that's where the touching ends."
Wow.
And yeah, Life Decisions International is not happy with this. And they are trying to get a boycott of NBC until.
Please, all those people.
How successful will that be? Yeah.
All of those people are sleeping before he's even on.
Seriously, it's
a
12:30 Eastern show. Just leave it alone.
I think that they need to. If they're going to boycott anything, they need to boycott masturbating bear and pooping robot.
And everyone knows that everyone on the East Coast are pagans.
What? No, there's a pooping robot.
Oh, okay.
It's this big tin can that sits on a toilet, and then when he poops, you just hear like a bolt drop.
Funny. I talked to Jesus, and he actually thought it was a very funny sketch. So.
Jesus has a sense of humor.
He
people don't realize
does.
That.
Adam, I see you pushing all your newspapers together and throwing them off the table. Does that mean we're done with news?
Yep. Wrapped it up.
We wrapped it up, Jared.
Don't two-bag it.
Like, paper? Like, would you like paper or
like
plastic?
When you're going out with a skank.
There we go. Jared, the next portion of our show of Under the Scope is reviews. You know, for our reviews, we have a system, a scoring system, if you will. And that scoring system goes from 0 to 4 stars. 0 being absolute shite, 4 being the best it could ever be. We've never had a 4-star review. Maybe today will be the day in which we do. Adam, what are we reviewing today? That's a tough phrase to say.
I have trouble with it as well, Shane. Don't feel bad. Shane, there's a support group for us.
This week we're reviewing Voltron.
Yay!
The latest DVD set of the 80s sci-fi cartoon.
Wow. Oh, but when he reads it, he's mocking everyone. You need to know that.
Shane, for the uninitiated, which I know does not include you, Voltron features a team of 5 young pilots commanding 5 robot lions, which could be combined to form Voltron.
Sounds cool.
I might watch it.
And this undefined future era, the Voltron Force was in charge of protecting the planet Arus.
Eris. That's just a guess.
Ruled by Arus? Princess Aloria, which is funny because the realm that I play World of Warcraft on is called Alaria.
But it's so called, her name is Alora. Alora. There's no I.
From the evil king Zarkon.
You got it right. Woo!
His son Lotor.
That's right.
And the witch Hagar. Hagar the Horrible? That's terrible.
Founder of Hagar Slacks.
who would create huge ro-beasts to terrorize the people of Arus.
What? Eris.
Eris. Shouldn't be spelled that way.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yes. For the future, you must write it out phonetically.
I know. Right? It's like on The Office, you have to spell it out.
Let's take a listen as the 5 lions join to form Voltron, defender
Let's
of the
form
universe.
Voltron! Activate interlocks. Dinotherms connected. Infracells up. Oh, yeah. Mega thrusters go. Go!
Those are lasers.
Adam.
Yeah.
We're back from our clip.
Time to do your duty.
I had to write myself a note there. After languishing in DVD purgatory for years, Media Blasters, great, very professional name for a company, acquired the rights to the popular animated series last year and has been hard at work restoring the epic for the public. Just in time for the new year, Media Blasters released the second collection of Voltron episodes, along with some all-new bonus features. They've dug deep into the Voltron archives and included old toy commercials, interviews with Voltron staff members, and a great music video from Buckethead called Viva Voltron. Take a listen.
That's good Buckethead.
That's Hagar.
From days of long ago, from uncharted
Optimus Prime's voice,
the
by the way.
Yeah.
This sounds like some cheesy garage band demo or something.
Of Voltron, defender of the universe.
I'm going to interrupt you really fast, Adam. That is the worst music video ever. And I have to show it to you someday because it is the worst music video.
I'm sure I can find it on YouTube the link on the site.
He's got KFC bucket on his head. Come on.
And it's like Flash and he's like phasing in and out of the animation. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, keep reading.
Voltron Volume 2 can be found at your local retail outlets for right around $30. For your information, Volume 3 hits store shelves at the end of February.
I can't wait.
You and Jared both watched
Jared,
it?
Jared, I want you to start first.
Jared, why don't you start?
Well, Voltron is one of the cartoons I remember most from my childhood. I remember sitting down in the basement, watching it on our little, it was probably 9-inch black and white television.
And your 2-inch black and white
Channel
television.
Channel 41 here in the Twin Cities area.
Yeah, the kitten.
And
no,
just being
the kitten,
fascinated by this show. And it was, I don't know, I just really, really enjoyed it. So when they announced the DVDs were coming out, I was extremely happy. And I have to say they did a very, very good job in the presentation. They look beautiful. The sound effects are great. I really like the documentaries that they have on them explaining how they got the property, what they did to edit it for the American audience, things they had to change, everything about the sound track, and then all the licensing stuff that they talked about in the second set. Just fascinating. So I really, really enjoyed the set. Jane.
I think for people to enjoy this, either you have to be a guy like Jared or myself that watched the show when you were a kid, or you really have to be able to look at it from a kid's perspective, because the content of the actual episodes are pretty elementary and stupid.
Yeah.
But the the nostalgia factor for it, you know, for me anyway, turns that right around. And it's definitely a 80s cartoon show that deserves a release like this. And the extras really are pretty good overall, with the exception of the Buckethead episode. The one thing I'm hoping for is there's always been a rumor of a third generation of Voltron. For the people that don't know, there's a Lion set, which we just heard. And then there was a Voltron that formed with a bunch of vehicles. Then there was a third one where they made toys of, which were three robots. And the rumor was there always was a pilot episode of that. So I'm hoping that one of these sets has that. I think that would be
great.
That would be very cool. But overall, they do a great job, like Jared said, and I will be picking up all the sets.
Shane, I'd like to add
and Adam,
something.
Yes.
I watched it too and was flabbergasted that no one's called Voltron out for being total ripoffs of the Power Rangers.
I don't know which came first, though.
It was a joke.
Oh.
Power Rangers was like late 90s. What's wrong with
no,
you?
No, but it was in Japan for a long time.
I was also
going
to add the Dinobots and the Constructicons are also clearly ripped off.
Well, Dinobots never formed at one giant.
I thought
Dinobot.
That they did.
They
okay,
never did.
No. Fine. Constructicons.
All of those things
then.
Are based on Japanese toys anyway, so. Yeah.
I know. I was really trying to make a joke. Dick.
Let's give it a score before Adam kills himself and us with him.
The Scope score is 3 stars.
So pretty good.
Aye.
Fans of Voltron, you will love it.
Yes. All others, you can stay away.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a segment that we often do on the show is the Scope Random Review, and now that all the shows are back, we're going to get back into it.
Woo!
Get ready for the Random Review of the Week. It could be appalling, it could be incredible, but it's always unpredictable. The Random Review of the Week.
Thought I'd throw a little club vibe on there for
nice. You. Jared hit the randomizer.
I'm going to spin the wheel. Here we go.
Everybody out there always knows that I want to have a show come up that I watch because I'm lazy. Let's see what it is. Long, long time. Jared.
You might be in luck. It's Grey's Anatomy, Thursday, 8 o'clock.
This is very tricky because my wife just started watching this on DVD, so for me to watch a third season episode of Grey's Anatomy could be disastrous.
So that's Grey's Anatomy on ABC, Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time.
Gotten a little better.
Check your local listings.
Along here this
so that's a,
you I have not watched an episode yet.
You said that's an ABC show, correct?
That is an ABC
okay,
show.
Okay, so people that want to play...
Alphabet Network.
People that want to play along, watch the next episode
not
of Grey's
Anatomy. Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, we always watch the one following the show, so get ready for that. That ends our review segment. Let's go on to... Coming soon. As always, Adam, fly like the wind.
All right. So coming soon, first music, the week of January 16th. For the third week in a row, nothing of note.
Nothing.
January 23rd, all the indie kids get to come in their pants because both of Montreal and the Shins both have albums coming out.
Everyone, I want you to take note of that of Montreal release date, and that will be coming back in the D block. Thank you, the viewer mail.
January 23rd. Okay, that was the date on that one.
If you did edit for length.
I'll take care of that.
For movies, January 19th, Zodiac, which is David Fincher's newest movie. David Fincher from Seven fame, from Fight Club. Those guys. This one's about the infamous Zodiac killer. By the way, most famous serial killer never to be caught.
Yep. By the way, early buzz on that is not good.
Yeah, I know.
Hmm.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, David Fincher, gotta love him, but...
Yeah. Well, I didn't really like Panic Room that much either, so... also no, that week, The Hitcher. So I guess they're just going to inundate us.
This is the...
Wait. Shh. Yes, you can hear Earl crying.
Yes. This is our Earl's raping of the childhood moment of the day.
Is it?
The Hitcher, yeah. It's a remake of an 80s movie.
I mean, it just seems like the urban legend of the hitchhiker thing.
It may have been based on that, but...
January 26th, I'm excited for Smokin' Aces, a movie with just about everyone cool in the world, from
cool
Ryan
people.
Reynolds to Jeremy Piven to... what's his name? Michael Bluth. Name I'm forgetting.
Is Terry Hulk Hogan in it?
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman. All those people. By the way, Jason Bateman.
One of the better trailers.
I think it's great. Jason Bateman in a serious movie with Alias Girl. Like
Jennifer
about,
Garner?
Yeah, like
Garner.
About Iraq doing something there. I was like,
wow.
This is weird. Yeah.
Cool.
Not on this list, by the way. Catch and Release, something else with Jennifer Garner. So that's interesting. I didn't even read that.
Stars Kevin Smith as one of her friends.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he plays like a buddy.
This is a theatrical release?
Yes. This is the movie that when my ex-girlfriend was in Colorado 2 years ago, she actually saw them filming it. Breaking and Entering has something with Jude Law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. DVD for January 16th, Gridiron Gang, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning. So
The Rock.
Not much. And yeah, no. January 23rd, Saw 3, the only Saw movie I have not seen yet, so I guess I should watch that. Yes. And Walker, Texas Ranger Season 2, because the because our three-month hiatus on Chuck Norris jokes finally comes to an end.
Thank goodness. The dry spell is hard to weather.
Good. At some point, we'll get a better list of things, but you know, January, February tends to be a little bit of a drought when it comes to new media.
People have all spent their money. They don't have anything to... Any money.
Absolutely. Plenty of things for us to joke about, though.
Absolutely.
Gotta like that.
Adam, is that the end of the list?
That's the end of the list.
And that makes the at the end of Under the Scope.
Under the Scope.
Jared.
It's the world famous comment section of the Scope.
Two episodes worth.
A big, big comment.
I'm going to get one comment out of the way, and then I'm going to get to the controversy that erupted. People, on the Scope message board.
People have been talking about it.
Oh my goodness, it's chaos. First off, Kevin says, think you missed it on the Best Buy Sony F-up. How about those millions of laptop batteries, incendiary devices they had to recall this year?
I agree with that,
that
by
is $200 million or more in straight-up losses. And you know what? I feel bad that we missed that, because that probably is the biggest F-up of the year.
Yeah, I think so. Kevin, you...
It was like April or something. It's hard to remember all that way back.
Yeah, but it was just ongoing. It's like every month there was another manufacturer.
Not Sony's year.
Kevin, to make up for our terrible, terrible mistake, you can buy us 12 more beers. Yeah. Thank you.
We'll drown our pity. Whatever.
Sorny, on the other
hand, make a better show.
Much stronger year for Sorny.
Yep.
So here we go. The controversy begins with G Love saying,
"And what is this in reference to
our 2006 year in review, specifically Al's music choices."
Yep.
All right. G Love says, "Come on, RHCP is not overrated. It was a very good comeback."
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thanks for trying to stick up for them, Shane, as you are now.
Not the album.
I would agree with you guys on bands like Keen, etc., but Snow Patrol is sort of pussy music as well. Best album? Snow Patrol? Seriously. Snow Patrol? He's got a lot of questions. Think you guys need to get another music critic in there.
Ooh.
He also said for his picks for two albums that he mentioned, Mates of States, and for best album of 2006, Of Montreal, he said. Which, by the way, hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, G-Love.
Yeah, G-Love. What do
not
you love?
To be the one voice of dissension, but we did kind of pick a number one song that was released in the last.
That was a song,
not an album. Sucker!
Right. I'm just playing devil's advocate there. Carrie likes to pile on to the trouble that is happening.
No piling.
She says, "Pretty good wrap up on the year. I have to side with G Love about RHCP." Shane, what does RHCP stand for?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And the album of the year pick. She does not like Snow Patrol either.
Well, too bad. Red Hot Chili Peppers is a shitty band, and that Snow Patrol album was good.
Okay, let's wait till we get to the final comments, right, and then we'll just pile on ourselves. Keep going, Jared.
Al is here to defend the noble nation of the Scope. Here we go. I will respectfully disagree with G Love and Carrie.
But he's not really.
I will first remind everyone that the category RHCP, Red Hot Chili Peppers, one, was most overrated and not worst album of the year. I would venture to guess that G Love's appreciation for the Chili Peppers parallels my appreciation for Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, like the RHCP,
Red Hot Chili Peppers,
had a great comeback album this year. However, if any major publication told me that it was even a top 10 album for 2006, I would cry, erroneous!
And then urinate on that magazine.
Yes. Al continues and says, as for Snow Patrol, all four of us liked the album, so we picked it. Did I have albums I liked better? Yeah. But I'll stand by Mi Amigos with our pick.
Yeah.
It may be pussy music, but it was the best pussy music of 2006.
Right. Gets me lots of pussy music.
Okay. So is that it for your comments?
G-Love had one last thing.
He came right back.
He likes to get the last word, and he says, at least you admit it's pussy music.
Adam, your response.
There you go.
It's a good album, and Red Hot Chili Peppers sucks. They're not a good band. Not a good band at all.
I'm a big fan of G-Love. Everybody knows that. But
You know what else I want to say?
Go ahead.
I don't think that G-Love's a good band either, so I don't like him taking that moniker.
Here's the thing.
I'm not a fan of Special Sauce.
Yeah. I don't like Special Sauce.
It's messy.
It's usually Thousand Island. That's what bums me out. But here's the thing about Snow Patrol. Snow Patrol, much like our friends of Montreal and Mates of State, is kind of an alternative band. It started off alternative, and it seems to me that G-Love may hate Snow Patrol just because they were a band that reached this flashpoint of popularity with everybody, where you could hear it on all radio stations.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a bad album. If G-Love, I'm wrong, and I'm just making assumptions, well, I guess I'm wrong. But
you're going to hear it on the message board.
But here's the thing. It was a pretty good album, and they swung for the fences to make an album that had, you know, 10, 11 good, powerful pop alternative songs, and they hit it. If you don't like it, Start your own show, sucka.
Shane, that was excellent alliteration. I'm going to give you credit for that.
I did that on purpose.
If you would like to pile on and enjoy the controversy that we all enjoy so much, you can email your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or just visit the website at thescopeshow.com and comment on the blog.
I issued a challenge last episode to write in, and we love the fact that we got a lot of comments. So everybody out there, I know you're listening, write in. If you're not writing in, you're jerk-offs. That really bugs me. And I want G-Love to respond with vigor and anger about this, and we will just keep it going and going and going. And I also want to make one more note, Jared, if I may. Next, this is a show note. We don't do show notes a lot. But
no.
We've got our Scope show scheduled out for the next few months, and we know what our next topic is going to be.
We do.
Yes, it is a continuation of the very popular Scope Discoveries. That was the episode where we picked some things in terms of movies and music and just miscellaneous stuff that you might not have heard of, but you should. So I want you people out there to send in your picks for things that we should know about. And if you do, we will announce them on the air.
So are we talking what? Movies?
Movies.
Music.
Video games.
Favorite wrestler.
Video games. Wrestling.
Flavors of gum.
Yes. Breed of dog.
We'll give favorite chicken seasoning.
I will personally give every one of you a shiny quarter that does it. And I have no job right now, so that says a lot.
So you're
vinyl
taking
or
Adam's
CD,
rent
which you prefer?
Money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Since we're talking about music, Shane, I should mention that today's music came from Not a Surf, and that was courtesy of the Podsafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. A real band with real human beings playing real instruments into real recording devices and put out in digital form on the internet.
One final comment. If any of you have any job leads for our good friend Adam, please email them to our show. We want tips. We want networking for our good fellow Adam. He says next week he's going to start thinking about what he might do, and I'm excited about it.
Send those job leads to hiremybrokeass@thescopeshow.com.
Adam, set that account up.
I know. I got to do it quick now.
So I think that wraps up this show, everybody. It's been another long one, but damn, it's fine. It's good. It was three of us. Scope Discovery's coming up next time, everybody. Tune in. This has been The Scope. 20.
If you're going to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and would like to participate in a taping of The Scope, send your request to tickets@thescopeshow.com. Please mention in what special way you can contribute to the show.